Welcome back. I'm your host, Christy Slaughter, on Supertalk 92.9 WFHG. We're now joined with our special guest, Teresa Tyson, CEO for The Health Wagon. Thanks for being with us, Teresa.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We've, over the last year or maybe two, had the opportunity to speak with some people from The Health Wagon, and this is our first time getting to have a conversation with you. So thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. We love every opportunity to talk about The Health Wagon and about all the wonderful services that we offer.
If people aren't familiar about The Health Wagon, can you tell us about your mission and what you folks do?
The Health Wagon, it was actually started by a Massachusetts Catholic nun who came to the region, the Southwest Virginia region. She actually came from Tanzania, Africa, at the request of the Richmond Diocese because of inherent poverty in the region. And she actually started the Health Wagon in 1980. She actually started it out of the back of a Volkswagen Beetle. And the Health Wagon has grown phenomenally over the years. And we are essentially a free clinic. We have mobile health clinics that go out into the region, but we also have two state-of-the-art facilities, one in Clintwood and one in Wise, and we have a beautiful, beautiful dental center that God has blessed us with, and we just opened the first free and charitable pharmacy in the region as well. So we have really grown from those early days when Sister Bernie just really started out of the back of Volkswagen Beetle going around the region dispensing health care.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, Teresa, when did you end up joining the Health Wagon?
I was Sister Bernie's first full-time employee. She actually got a grant out of California, and I have been there for 32 years, and I have loved every minute of it. So I have been there a long time, and as many in the region know, we've lost our beloved Sister Bernie Kenny. We lost her just recently in December. But the legacy that she has left us with is just very incredible, and we have a lot of, we've always had hard shoes to fill following in her footsteps, but we have been with her a long, long time, and she taught us all about, you know, social justice and social ministry, you know, and reaching out to those in need.
What a beautiful mission to be involved in. Now, over your 30-plus years, let's take it to the last decade, the last 7 years, 5 years. What have you noticed as far as our community is concerned and their needs? Is it different than it has been previously? What are you discovering from your perspective and seeing how the Health Wagon is working and the needs of people here in our community?
Well, you know, in some ways, in some regards, you would think, you know, with a mission being, you know, boots on the ground for 45 plus years, that things would really evolve a lot and, you know, that the needs would kind of go away. However, I think, you know, really the last 7 years, we're seeing more and more and more needs. And that is the reason I think that has fueled the expansion of the Health Wagon and the growth because, you know, we don't do this in isolation. We have many wonderful partners that become along beside us and they help us with our mission, either from philanthropic support or volunteering or you know, hooking us up with a resource that they may have or bringing a program that they may have to us. But we have really seen the needs increase, and we've really seen them increase in particular, you know, since COVID. A lot of people, you know, they put off going and getting their routine health care needs during COVID, and they've just not got back into the routine of, you know, getting their checkup, getting their routine labs, getting, you know, a baseline diagnostics that, you know, that we need, or baseline, you know, labs and so forth like that. They've just kind of put off their, you know, their health care for a while. But I think, you know, given the, you know, the economy, you know, the ups and downs, it's, you know, kind of cyclical. It's up, it's down, but there's always the need for health care. And without, you know, good health care in a community, I mean, you really, that is the basis of everything for the success of that community. You don't have a lot in a community if you do not have the success of that community. If you've got somebody that's going to volunteer at the, you know, local fire department, if they are not able to, if they don't have the help to do so, then it affects everything. So we really look at healthcare as the, you know, that basis that everything in the community stems from. So we want a healthy community. But as far as the needs, we continue to see needs like we've never seen before. In particular, we see really a lot of food insecurity anymore. That's the reason the Health Wagon, although, you know, we are healthcare in nature, we always try to look at the social determinants of health, and one of those is certainly food care. So we try to, at all of our outreaches, we try to have food boxes and resources for individuals to take care of that go certainly beyond healthcare.
Teresa, most of us, I think, can vouch for how expensive healthcare is, and I think that's part of the reason that some of us sometimes put that aside, because it's not something that we can even entertain or even spend time contemplating getting the healthcare that we need. How do you all go about providing those services in a free way to people in the area?
Our focus is primarily on those that do not have insurance. However, we have probably good 60% of our patients, they do not have any insurance whatsoever. But there's another 40% that they do have insurance, but they have such high copays, they have such high deductibles that is prohibitive from them accessing basic health care. It's really insurance. What we're seeing is insurance is just for catastrophic purposes only. You know, it's good. Maybe if you go out here and you're in a car wreck or something like that, maybe that's not going to bankrupt you now. But you being able to really just go to your primary care provider and get the basics that you need to stay healthy and maintain your health is really non-existent for so many people. That's the reason that we look for any resource out there. And we actually have over 75 different programs that we work with various partners on, or we implement at the Health Wagon ourselves. And so one of those is diagnostics. Many people don't know this, but the Health Wagon, we're able to do ultrasounds and x-rays, and those are very expensive, like you're talking about, extremely expensive. You know, we offer sleep apnea tests. And, I mean, I know my daughter, she has insurance, and when she had our copay on that was, you know, it was like $600 out of pocket. That's with insurance. So we try really our best to offer so many programs that people can take advantage of, and we're not concerned, you know, if a person has insurance, as long as they have the need, as long as they voice the need, you know, well, I really can't, afford this, or this is prohibitive, I need to come there and get that. That is fine with us. And, you know, we're not judging anybody, because I think everybody in this nation understands that health care is out of reach for far too many people. So I think that nobody should be ashamed to, like, come to the Health Wagon and get services, because, you know, it's really, for in a lot of cases, for the extremely wealthy to be able to take advantage of health care in the natures that you should be able to take advantage of health care for. So we offer, you know, like I'm saying, EKGs, we have eye clinics, we have, we'll have women's health clinics, we will, you know, do pat smears, and Dr. Paula Hill Collins and myself, we're both trained to do colposcopies when women have abnormal pap smears, so we can take the women through, if they come and get a pap smear and it happens to be abnormal, we can take them all the way through the next diagnostic if we do find something wrong. I think a lot of individuals are scared, okay, I don't want to know because I don't think that I can do anything about it if I did know that I had this condition, but that's not so. The Health Wagon is, we've got great staff, and we will hold our patients' hands through the whole entire process. We will get you that referral that you need, and we will do our best. You know, we never leave a patient alone if we do find something. So we don't want that to be prohibitive for somebody coming and seeking care, because we do see that. People just think, oh, well, I don't want to know. But they do want to know when they find out, when it eventually comes around and they've got, terrible symptoms, you know, for example, such as cancer, and then it's often too late. So we want to get patients early in the disease process, or, you know, prevent it altogether.
Give us the contact information for the Health Wagon. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the upcoming events that you are hosting. But where can people learn more, Teresa?
Probably, go onto Facebook page. We have a large following there. It's our Facebook page, The Health Wagon. And so go like our page, go share it, invite your friends to like it. You can also call us at 276 276- 3268850 for any information that we'll be talking about today. Again, 276-328-8850. And just, you know, you can give us a call and we're happy to discuss any of the healthcare needs that anybody would have.
And Teresa, I did read that you have 13 sites in Southwest Virginia.
Mm-hmm. We have a really large geographic footprint, taking the mobile units around, and we think that is very important because we kind of do a spoke and hub model. And so what we're out in the periphery, we're out there in the communities, and then if we, you know, if we need to do like ultrasounds or echocardiograms or, you know, those other things, then we can bring them back into the clinic facilities and get those done. So we're always trying to help those, you know, those individuals, you know, get into our healthcare system. And so we want to make it really accessible by taking healthcare into the communities, you know, where we find the individuals. And then we've got the stationary clinics to supplement that as well.
Thank you so much for the information, Teresa. We do need to take a quick commercial break. If you can stay with us, we'll be back on the other side. Welcome back. I'm your host, Christy Slaughter, on Supertalk 92.9 WFHG. We're joined back with our special guest, Teresa Tyson, the CEO of the Health Wagon. Thanks for staying with us, Teresa.
Thank you.
We're talking about the services that you all offer with the Health Wagon. We mentioned before the break that you've got 13 different sites, so that makes it more readily available to receive that service. I think sometimes on the outside, if we're not in the administrative part or the research part of health needs, there's also the component of transportation, which can be a barrier for a lot of people if they don't have a car or a driver's license and they can't even get to a facility.
Right, and so that's reason that, you know, we are the oldest mobile health clinic in the nation. We're very proud of that aspect. You know, we live in a very rural area, and the distances are great between, you know, one town from the next. So we try to go into the various, you know, towns, and we set up our mobile unit, and it's just like a little doctor's office on wheels. We, you know, we can do lab work, EKGs. We can do all the things that you would kind of find in a traditional doctor's office, and so we kind of meet the patients there in their communities and help them, you know, at that level so that they don't have to worry about transportation. It's all about, the Health Wagon is all about removing those barriers, and transportation is certainly one of those.
Teresa, I heard that you just wrapped up a partnership with ETSU.
Yes, we just had our ETSU Health Fair, and this has been going on since 1989. We call it our mini M7, but it's our ETSU Health Fair. And that was started with, actually, Dr. Culp has been participating. A lot of people in Johnson City area, they certainly know Dr. Culp. And that has been a wonderful partnership all these years. And they bring the James H. Quillen, third-year medical students with the preceptors, which are physicians, and they come into our region, and we finished one day in Wise, and we did one day in Clintwood. And this is not just your typical health fair. We offered health screenings and services, but the services are phenomenal. We actually offer hearing screenings. Those were provided by ETSU and hearing aids. A lot of people need hearing aids. We had Dr. Smitty there, and he is a pulmonologist, and he always does our chest x-rays for us. We had such things as ultrasounds, EKGs, echocardiograms, big focus again on women's health. Ballad come and did mammograms for us. We also did oral cancer screenings, and we had some dental services as well, and we just had a wonderful time with and other things such as bone density, but all this, and we did really a strong focus on liver, like the fatty liver disease, with doing some liver testing as well. And we also do some things like, you know, even like trigger point injections for people that are in pain and immunizations. So these are not just your typical health fairs where you come and get like your blood pressure taken or, you know, your pulse. No, these are really, people can really take advantage of these health fairs that we do and really save thousands of dollars in health care. And we always try, you know, when we get these labs back, which, you know, we are receiving the labs back, and the majority of the labs that we do receive back are abnormal. We get these individuals in for follow-up. We go over their labs. We go over any, you know, testing that they may have had, like during our health fairs or any of the events that we may have. We always get the individuals back in. But, again, we just hold people's hands. If we find something, then we are here. We're here to get you in for that support, and we're to get, you know, to get you on to, you know, a better place in your health. And we do a lot about, you know, prevention and as well, because prevention is where it's at, so that we do not get down the road and have these health issues. So always a large focus on prevention.
Teresa, you've got some opportunities that people could participate in some of these health events. You've got one that's coming up on April 19th and then another one on April 25th through the 26th. Tell us about those events.
Yes, on April the 19th, there is a health fair that we will be participating in Mendota. I think they're going to have a really nice breakfast there in the community to start it off, and it is around the Easter time period, so I think they're going to have an Easter egg hunt. But the Health Wagon, we will be there doing some health fair services, just kind of as we kind of mentioned, not the full gamut that I just mentioned, but we will be there providing some of the wonderful health screenings that we typically are involved in. The Bristol Lions Club with Mr. Rife there, he's very much involved in coordinating that event. And then on April the 25th and 26th in Washington County at the Southwest Virginia 4-H Center, we will have a couple days of health fairs there, and will be very similar to what just mentioned that occurred with the ETSU health fair. Again, anytime that we have these outreaches, we try to offer as much as we can and be very beneficial to the patients, not just to come and get your blood pressure checked or your pulse checked. No, I mean, if you have needs for, you know, like an x-ray or ultrasound or, you know, the dental needs and so forth, then certainly, you know, reach out and come out to those events. Because, I mean, and the best part is all free of charge. And we have just so many screenings that we offer and so much diagnostic and, you know, you do come and get like your physical exam, and, you know, you check in and you get your physical exam, and we go through all the services that we offer individuals, but people can come away with getting thousands of dollars worth of free care. And it's certainly very important in the time period that we're living with. Everything is just so costly with, you know, eggs being $9 a carton. I mean, you know, certainly it's a good time to save on the health care expense, you know, with the Health Wagon and events that we offer.
Absolutely, Teresa. Thank you so much for the work that you are doing, and I appreciate you being here this morning to let us know about these things. Now, if there's an event like we want to take advantage of the health fair in Mendota on April 19th or the Washington County M7 at the Southwest Virginia 4-H Center, again, that's April 25th through the 26th, do people need to pre-register for any of these events?
Not necessarily. Sometimes the best thing is to go to our Facebook page, and we will have the flyer posted, in the instance of, like, you know, mammograms, when we're able to offer those through Ballad, they may require like a pre-registration, but it'll be listed on the flyer. But majority of the items is just, you know, first come, first serve. There's generally, you know, not a lot of waiting because we offer so many different services. So, you know, while one person is taking advantage of this service, another can go here and take advantage of this type of service. And so the services really move really fast. We've worked with many partners, you know, in some instances for, you know, 25 and 30 years. So things move very fast for the individuals. There's no need to, you know, bring proof of income or anything like that. Just come and, you know, take advantage of these services.
Teresa, I have a list of the events that you have, and you have them planned out all the way through October on my list. So we'll do our best to get that information out to our listeners and share your mission and the impact that you're making in the community. I know that you had mentioned people following your Facebook page and things like that. We do have some listeners that don't have internet access right now. Is there a phone number possibly that they could call to get some additional information if there's one of these events that they'd like to take advantage of or learn more?
Yes, certainly it is 276-328-8850. Again, 276-328-8850. And that is over at our WISE clinic. And so we'll pick up and answer any questions that you might have there. One of the more important things that we do for the region, too, is July the 31st, we have Davy Shuffle. And that is in honor of David Meade. He was our former operations director. We lost him a few years back. And so we do that in honor of him. And that is to really to make sure that our school children, that they have all the school supplies, that they have new clothing, that they do have new socks. And it's a very wonderful event, backpacks and school supplies and just the whole gamut there. This past year, we had over 2,400 that showed up for services. And that event is just growing, and we need volunteers and supporters for that as well. So we love to do that because we want to make sure we want to give our children, because they are the basis of everything that we do as well. We want to give them every chance at success, in school. So that's very important to us as well.
Well, thank you again, Teresa Tyson, CEO of Health Wagon. If you have found yourself in a place where maybe this has spoken to you and you have the extra financial means to donate to this community project and mission, you can give them a call. Again, it's 276-328-8850. Thanks so much for all of your work, Teresa. Everyone there at Health Wagon, we appreciate you. And thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be here with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for helping us to get the word out. It means everything to us, for our partners. God has, given us the ability to do and coordinate, and we don't do it in isolation. There's some, just as you're today helping get this on the air and get the word out. You know, I'm sure that it will speak to somebody. It will speak to a need out there. And like you're saying, maybe a donor, maybe a volunteer as well. So it's all of us working together that really make the greatest impact on a community.
Thank you, Teresa. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.